Welcome to the Hollow Earth Network. Tonight, here live from Hollow Earth. Earth is transitioning to fifth dimension. Starships are arriving from throughout the galaxy. Earth is putting on a show. Benevolent Argarthians, emerging from subterranean cities, bring information long withheld. Learn what everyone knows but us. Immense starships are arriving from distant star systems. Why? Earth is transitioning to fifth dimension. This is a galactic event. Our loving Hollow Earth family brings knowledge of our evolution to fifth dimension. What should we know? What should we do? How should we prepare? Where will we be in December 2012? Learn from the most informed network on the planet. The Hollow Earth Network.
Well, good evening, everybody out there in Hollow Earth Network land. It is your host, Dale Benedum, with Billy Faye Woodard and his father, Zor, from Hollow Earth. It is Monday, February 27th, 2012. And in the world of the Ascended Masters, boy, are they doing a lot of talking. I'm just going to take one blog here. It's from Quella Pele's blog. I hope I'm saying that right. And it's dated today. And the Ascended Master is Salusa. And I'm just going to read from the blog here the highlights so we can kind of get some coverage here. But this is some news. I think it's worthy. And for those of you that may not be aware, sit back and take a listen here. All right. What you're witnessing is the beginning of the end of all that has held you back so that you can take the quantum leap forward. Not even money can buy them, that is the dark ones, and their way out of the collapse of their empire, which is now about to come apart. Changes have suddenly started to speed up, and you can expect to see them continue from here on. Now that the sorting out of people who are not fit to serve you has begun, it will extend to all areas of life. Politicians especially are already under scrutiny and will soon be subject to removal where they have committed criminal acts. The financial situation is still very fluid, but lurches from one problem to another. Sharing will be the order of the day, and with ever-increasing levels of consciousness, people will easily change their approach to one another. Even in this closing period of duality, everyone can still learn a lot, as the circumstances will still throw up challenges to test your resolve to be as one who is living the light. And the Salusa says, "Dear ones, you've gone through a lot throughout the cycle of duality, and it is now time to rise above it and dissolve any links you have with it. The Galactic Federation draws closer and is in readiness to allow more sightings of their craft, and we wish you to be happy and at peace before you reach the important point and wonderful conclusion to duality this year." Welcome to the show, Billy.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, welcome to the show. Well, Billy, what have you to say? What news do you have to bring forth to the listeners of Hollow Earth Network?
Well, I think we were going to do some I think tonight we're going to do some answers, some questions here.
Questions and answers. All right. All right. Well, let's get right to it, folks. Your questions are not being read, it is simply because that these questions that you're asking have already been answered. And you need to do the due diligence of going back and listening to some of these archives, because we have answered a lot of these numerous times. So with that, we're going to get right to it. This one's coming from Teresa. And wants Billy to speak about the dolphins being beached along the Atlantic coast. She's very concerned, and she says, I am a dolphin in another dimension, so this seems to be affecting me. I have been quite ill, and there are the magnetics off?
No, the magnetics are not off. The reason the dolphins are beaching themselves on the East Coast and also other areas as well is because the poisons in the oceans, the high content of mercury being dumped into the oceans. And what it's doing is it's destroying the minds of the dolphins, which causes them to go crazy. And they beach themselves on the coastline to kill themselves because the pain in their brain is so intense.
Okay. Well, thank you, Teresa, for that question. And this one comes from Appy in the Netherlands. In the newsletter, you mentioned about some questions, and she says she has some. Are you familiar with Tolek? From the Andromeda Council. Tolek is the human counterpart for the Andromeda Council, by the way, for those of you that may not know. And she's questioning about the underground bases, the reptilian underground bases, underwater bases. I can answer this one. They've all been destroyed, but one. And he was talking. Tolek was actually on the Ohio Exopolitics on the Blog Talk Radio last night. If you want to listen to that archive, go find Ohio Exopolitics. And what he shared was there is one more base that exists, and he cannot comment on it because that would be giving away military tactics. And quite frankly, he doesn't want to upset the apple cart. So he says that when the time comes, he will reveal this, about the time that it's supposed to be destroyed or after it's been destroyed, you know, he's going to share it. But because it's still considered a target, you don't, the old saying in the Navy says, loose lips sink ships. And then she goes on to ask, she wants to know how many people, could Billy Zora shine a light on how many people going off planet and how many are going to go into inner Earth or Hollow Earth, inner and Hollow Earth?
The answer to that is quite simple. I don't know. It has to do with your DNA. It's in your DNA. Once your DNA has been activated, that's when you're going to know if you're going or not. How many? I have no way of telling you.
Appy also asked, what about the planet Maldek, the asteroid belt? Will it be restored?
No.
Okay.
Not psychic.
Why not?
A lot of people are under the impression that I'm a psychic, and I'm not.
Right. Well, and I think it's a fair statement to say that at this point in history, right now, as it exists, that's why there's so many ships surrounding us, because we're writing new history. So anybody that sits there and can tell us to say, well, this is what it's going to be in the near future, I'm not buying it. A lot of these ascended masters have come forth and said, it's really up to us. we're creating the new. They're waiting to see what happens. So this is a whole new experience. Anyway, let's get back to the question. Let's see. She also says Zora had mentioned about seeing your twin flame when we emerge within the fifth dimension. Could you expand on this?
Well, a lot of questions have been asked about whether or not they're going to see their soulmate in the fifth dimension. That's a question that's been asked for eons.
That is true. Even I've talked to you about that.
Yeah, even you've talked to me about that. I mean, the thing about it is when it comes to fifth dimension, everything you've ever been taught is going to change. Everything you think you know is going to be more. You're going to know more. Will you see your twin flame in fifth dimension? Most probably you will. But as far as that's another question that I myself can't answer because I really don't know.
Okay. All right, that's fine. Let's go on here. She wants to know about the... Now, I'm going to have a little trouble with this word, so I'm going to... Lacertophiles? What is that? Lacertophiles. It came from Sweden. A female reptile came in contact with the surface people in 1999, and I'm assuming she's saying from Sweden. Do you have any knowledge of this?
Well, the female reptilian is a benevolent being. It's not malevolent. So that's one particular reptilian that's on the good side. So I wouldn't really worry about her.
Okay. Let's see here. Find up Maldek. All right. Well, that's all from Apple. Appy.
You got another one down below it there.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. okay. We've talked about this, but we're gonna address it. First one is about colors. Alex Collier was talking about when you were seeing the bow of the MacDonald get purple, then you are in the fifth dimension. So I'm trying to decipher. Okay. I got you. So she's asking if we see the golden arches from the McDonald's sign logo go purple, does that mean we're in the fifth dimension?
No.
All right.
Bulbs are going out.
Well, this is an interesting question, and this next one is kind of interesting, and I'm kind of wondering the premise of her question on this, because there actually may be some validity to it, but here it is. Why are planets round, and what is the process, I guess, of making the planet?
Well, that's one that I would not even attempt to answer, mainly because it has nothing to do with Hollow Earth.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think... I may know where she's going with this. Why are they round? Well, Zor actually has spoken about this.
Yeah, he has.
And it is actually, look at the pattern of our galaxy and how there is a spinning vortex with the different bands. We also have evidence of this in our everyday life. Every time we flush the toilet, we see a vortex.
As a heavenly body is spinning through space, yeah. As it spins, it's quite evident that it's going to shape into a ball from the rotation of it. It can't do anything but go into a ball.
Right.
And it's also going to push all the debris and all the forming of the planet outward, which is also going to create a hollow center with a central sun inside.
So the centrifugal force of all the hot gases are spinning.
Right. All planets in the galaxy or star systems or whatever, they're all hollow, and they all have civilizations living inside them.
Right. Well, that makes sense too. And the weakest point, or the least amount of centrifugal force, would be at the north and south pole, the poles, and therefore, because of there's very little centrifugal force while the planet was being made, that all the hot gases that were being created within that empty void were pushing out through the poles, which created the openings of both the north and south polar entrances.
Yeah, that's right.
That's my guess. Simple physics, I would kind of tell me. I mean, folks, we all have, most of us have, seen, or we have used a top-loading Oersche machine. That stem that sticks up in the center where you put your fabric softener on some of the older ones. The centrifugal force, the spinning, was less of a force in the center than it was out towards the end, the sides of the basket. So if you think of all the clothes in the washing machine spinning and being spun up against the inner walls of the basket, think of it, just replace the clothing with the crust, with the Earth's crust. And, yeah, there you go. I get it. It makes sense. Okay, moving along. Appy wants to ask you, she's asking you about the colors in Hollow Earth. Could you talk about the colors in Hollow Earth?
They're more brilliant and more colors than you can possibly imagine in Hollow Earth. Colors that you don't have even on the surface.
Why don't we have these colors on the surface, Billy?
Why don't you have them? Because you're not encased in a globe. You're not encased in a crust, and you're not the different colors that I'm speaking about are like the different colored flowers. There's colors that are you wouldn't even be able to recognize them if they were on the surface.
With these colors that I'm going to assume to say that we have forgotten when we came into this third density, would it be safe to assume that these colors carried certain knowledge with their frequency just by seeing them?
It'd be safe to say that.
Let me say it again. Would it be safe to say that with these colors that exist within Hollow Earth that we have not seen or we have forgotten about, would it be safe to say that these colors carry a certain frequency that would cause us to remember, and that's why they have been veiled from us on this third density?
It's a pretty good guess.
I don't know where I'm getting this info from, folks, but as a starseed, folks, I'm waking up to some of this knowledge. I don't know where it's coming from other than this is the awakening. This is what we're all going through. It's that old saying, how do I know this? Folks, in high school, I wasn't very well. I didn't do very well in science. But boy, am I catching up. Okay. moving along. She wants to know about cleansing your food and the drink. She doesn't see any pictures of how to put the fingers against the glass. You know what? That's a good one, Appy. We need to get some photographs. We have a video with Peter Olson. Check in the videos because he shows how to do this with the glass, with the purifying your food and your water. And by the way, for those of you that may not know Billy, maybe Ann may be putting this together now, but she does have a copy of the video of Zora that was in question a month ago. We will be getting this up on the website very soon if it's not already up there. So I figured out how to get that sent off to Ann today to put on the website. So we'll have that up soon. All right, now. And that's it for the questions from Appy from the Netherlands. Thank you, Appy. All right, this one's coming from, well, actually, you've answered this one, but this is coming from Michelle and Patricia. Will the gathering by the end of 2012 take place at the same time as the complete evacuation of people off the surface of Earth due to Earth changes?
Well, the answer to that is real simple. The gathering and the taking off of people from the surface of the planet will happen immediately, simultaneously, because the Earth is going to be expanding, and as it expands, it's going to cause magnitude quakes of 20 or higher. And you wouldn't want to be on the surface with something like that going on. The gathering will occur any time on or before that time. And just because Zora and I know the exact time, we cannot and will not divulge it because it is unethical and has also caused chaos and panic. Continue to listen to the teleconference's upcoming events.
Okay. Good point. Okay, this next one is coming from Allison Davidson. She starts off, this is the David Wilcox. He had two lectures out here recently. David Wilcox has presented two lectures in which he draws attention to two crop circles, a before and after scenario of December 21st of this year, in which our sun expands into a giant red star, engulfing both Mercury and Venus within a matter of weeks. David comments that this will not kill us. Care to comment?
Well, actually, before I go into that, I need to explain something to everyone out there listening. Your sun is not hot. It is light, nothing more. The sun is not going to cook the Earth in any way, shape, or form. That is what you call a doomsday scenario. It's called a disinformation. The sun is not hot. It's light, dense in matter. That's what creates the sun, the thought. In the heat you feel on the planet Earth is the light entering the different layers of the atmosphere, the rotation of the planet, centrifugal force. That creates the heat that you're feeling coming from the direction of the sun. the light going through the different layers of the atmosphere, and then the mixed with the rotation of the planet is the heat you feel, not the sun. The sun is cold fusion, not radioactive fusion.
Okay. All right, we're going to, let's see. Natalie, I'm sorry, but that question you've asked, these have already been answered. Mike, here we go. Mike lives in southeast Texas, west of Houston. He would like to know what is the nearest Earth porthole to him, and how could he access it? Thanks.
Well, I would say he would have to be a diver. He would have to have a submarine because it's smack dab in the center of the Gulf of Mexico.
Wow. There you go, Mike. Time to move to high ground, my friend. Maybe. Or get you a submarine. Hey, yeah, shop Walmart. Maybe they got a blow up submarine. Who knows, man? I mean, they sell everything, right?
Funny.
That's not funny. here we go. I don't know if this is for Mike, but the question is: recently we have been told that the black boxes said to be on the West Coast beaches are not to be found. Do you know what is behind this?
Yes. When they were deposited on the beaches, they'd been there for a while. When they were deposited on the beaches and they were turned on, what they're doing is they're beginning to cleanse the ocean's pollution. And the reason you're not seeing them now is because gravity has taken over and they have sunken beneath the surface. Not very far, but they're underneath the sand.
Last week, Zora told us that the moon was inhabited and that this can be seen on the dark side of the moon. Zora told us that the inhabitants came from beyond the sun. What does this mean?
The inhabitants that are inhabiting on the dark side of the moon are from beyond the beyond the sun. Not the literal sun as you see it in your sky. It is the beyond the Milky Way galaxy.
Oh, the central sun. I got you. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so here we go. Here's one from Dale from Australia, from Down Under. All right, Dale. When you create things through thought, such as airships in Hollow Earth, can it be done by one person, or do you need a group of people to manifest it?
One person.
One person.
It doesn't take a group of people. A group of people can do it, if they so desire, but you can manifest it, just one person can do it.
Okay. Well, I don't have any more questions, so... I'm going to ask if you or Zora, your father, would like to take some. You want to have Zora come in? Do you think he'll take some live calls?
Have my father come in. I'll have Jane talk a little bit about a few items. And I'm going to be silent and allow my father to take my place.
All right.
Hello, Dale, and hello, everyone. This is Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Just a little bit of information that I had, that Zora had mentioned in a talk. And he had mentioned that Jesus, who is Sananda, is a resident in Hollow Earth. And he is also a starship commander. So that's very good information for all of us to know the whereabouts of Sananda.
Are you speaking of the one that was formerly known as Jesus Christ?
Absolutely.
And he is a commander of his own starship.
Absolutely.
Or is it a fleet of ships?
It's a starship.
Okay. All right, folks. So, yeah.
So we can start from there because Zora is now here with us.
Hello. Greetings, Zora. Welcome.
Hello. Okay, Dale, take it away.
Well, welcome to the show, Zora. It's so glad to have you come in with us tonight. And
indeed.
How are you this evening?
I am wonderful. How be you?
We're doing great. Well, what great news do you have to share with us surface folks here on the surface?
You're in for a fantastic journey.
Well, that's good. That's a good start. We've been hearing, actually, I subscribe to a lot of blog sites that the Ascended Masters speak through. Salusa, we also have one from Greg Giles, also from Sheldon Neidl. There has been a lot of blogs that have been written daily with them communicating through us. Things are speeding up here on the surface. The banking, the financial system, I think they were quoted to have said, that, and I quote, they are scurrying, the banksters are scurrying about like rats looking for hiding places. So, what have you to bring us in news, or do you have anything to share with us about our financial systems on a worldwide scale? Is there something we need to start preparing for? Are we going to need to start hoarding food?
It is important that you grow your own food. Mm-hmm. Hoarding food? No. Storing up food? Yes. Not hoarding, though.
Well, how much food should we store for, let's say, how many days or weeks of food should we be storing?
Be your own judgment on that.
Do you see this dragging out for months or a matter of days or a few weeks? Because from what I'm getting from the Ascended Masters, there are still a lot of tentacles that they are unsure about, and they're really not sure how long it could drag out.
And what event are you speaking of?
Uh-huh.
What event are you speaking of?
Oh, what event am I speaking of?
Indeed.
The Earth allies are making progress with bringing a rest on a worldwide scale to... Well, I'm going to give you an example. Right now, there is a Lord Blackstone. I hope I got his name right. That actually brought evidence to the Parliament that there's in a tune of $16 trillion in gold that was literally created out of thin air, that has not been created. But it has been taxed upon the people, and it was designed to create wealth where there wasn't wealth. And the fallout is this has reached across the pond, so to speak, as we say, across the pond to here to America. And our U.S. Treasury Secretary, Timothy Geithner, was supposed to have been arrested and questioned and then released. So my question is, we are, there's many of us that have been chatting about the end of the global financial system. Can you give us some detail as to when and how, when is it going to happen and how long the transition could take? I've been told it would take days. Now the Ascended Masters are saying they're not really sure how long it could take.
From days to maybe a week.
A few days to maybe a week. So, indeed. Okay. All right. Well, that's really not a whole lot to really get worked up about or, you know, get, you know, have fear with. I could tell you personally, as being a former professional truck driver, most of our food warehouses hold anywhere from 2 weeks up to 1 month of supplies in them. So if the trucking industry went down, we would have anywhere from 2 weeks to a month before the grocery stores would run out of food. So I don't think we're really going to be worrying too much about, you know, the transition.
You also had what is termed as a scare tactic that was to be implemented yesterday.
Oh?
Yes. And you still have power, do you not?
Yes, we do.
That was the event. They were going to shut down the power yesterday and for it not to return. Obviously, it didn't work.
Well, thank you. And thank to all those who circumvented that. So, boy, that is a very major event that was circumvented. So,
indeed.
Kudos to all of those involved.
Ashtar Command prevented it.
Well, thank you, Ashtar Command, and all those.
To be more precise, the Neptune prevented it.
Really? Commander Grenner?
His ship is positioned above the North Polar opening. And he sent out a pulse that disrupted all of the Cabal's efforts to cease the power.
Huh. Wow, that may explain some things that were happening here on the surface. There wasn't any power outages where I live. However, I'm going to say there might have been some power spikes. There have been anomalies that have happened here in the park that I live in.
Power surge.
Yes. Yes. Actually, my power supply to my computer stopped working. The lady next door, she had several light bulbs in her home that mysteriously all went out at the same time. So, hey, I would rather have a few burnout light bulbs than have the whole power grid go down. So, thank you very much, Ashtar Command and Commander Grenner aboard the Neptune. And good job. Well done. Well done. So, what do you know that's moving across Europe right now? Anything that you'd care to share with us on any subject?
There was a question that was asked prior to me coming concerning the purification technique. I will explain it once again. You take your right hand and you create what would be termed as a judo chop next to a glass on the right of the glass. you take your left hand and you join the last three fingers to your thumb, creating a tunnel. Index finger straight out. And you bring it over on the left side of the glass, rotating your hand over to where the back of your hand is on the table. And the vortex is directly going through the glass into your right hand. That is the technique that the woman was wanting to know about. And it works.
How about that? I'm going to go back to this Kawela Pele's blog for a moment here. He has, and I'm going to spell this out for those of you that are want to check out his blog site, because he does bring a valuable amount of information to his blog that is backed up with links that will take you to actual news stories. And it's spelled K-A-U-I-L-A-P-E-L-E. That's K-A-U-I-L-A-P-E-L-E. And on this recent blog, it is titled "Movement I Don't Pay is Spreading Across Europe and the World." He says, "I am putting up this video, the first time I ever heard of it, and this movement, the first time I have ever heard about it, because as I watched it, my body began vibrating with a vibration, like a chicken skin, goosebumps, angel bumps." And he says, "Apparently this has started in Greece, but is moving worldwide. Many of us, I am sure, have situations in their lives right now that completely harmonize with what is being presented in these videos." And, yes, he has several videos up there. So, folks, things are speeding up. We're seeing the beginning, not an end. Well, yeah, I mean, we're seeing the end of the structure of this world, this matrix that we have been living in for quite a while. And geez, just think of the experience that we're going to be able to take with us once we do ascend. We're going to be going to other planets and showing them why it's not a good idea to follow the path that we once were in. We're experiencing all this, and you know, hold on to your bootstraps, folks, because it's only going to get better. But with every new birth, of an evolution, of human evolution, it's going to come a little bit of pain. But once we have it, once we do achieve our ascension, it's going to be something very wondrous and very, very bright, very, very beautiful. I'm very optimistic for it. So, Zora, I'm going to ask you, are you up for taking live questions?
Indeed. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to put the word out. Anybody listening live right now on here on BBS Radio, you have some numbers there at the top. I don't have the numbers right in front of me right now. However, let's see here. I'm working on it right now. You've got some 800 numbers here for U.S. and Canada. And the number is, 888-627-6008. You also have, hold on here. Yes, you have four lines that all start with area code 530. And you can also type your questions in on Skype at BBS Radio. That's their title. It's on Skype, BBS Radio. So we will be taking live chats calls for the last 15 minutes here of the show. And with that, weather. I've noticed the weather, Zora, has been here in Colorado, in the Colorado Springs area. It has been very springy one day, and the next been very wintry. I hope we're not confusing the trees too much, and I hope they don't start an early bloom. But about a week ago, it was reported that there had been flowers that were starting to, and trees that were starting to blossom in St. Louis, Missouri. Is this going to continue in frequency?
Indeed it will.
Okay. Well, folks, we're taking live calls. I'd like to ask a question to Zora. The phone number is 888-627-6008. And we do have a caller. Derek from Canada is on line four. Welcome to the show, Derek.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. How's the weather up there?
Could be better. Could use a little more snow.
Whereabouts in Canada are you from, Derek?
Port Perry, Ontario.
Okay, what's your question for Zora?
Zora, I had a question on Billy's return home. I was listening. I'm not caught up with all of the files that I downloaded, but just was curious if there's so many ways to get into Hollow Earth. How come it would take $150,000 to have him take the ship in? That was one of the questions. I do have a second question.
Indeed. It is not set in stone as to how he'll be returning, but he will be returning soon.
All right, your second question.
Okay, I understand he will be returning, but I just don't understand why I would need he would need so much money to get there when he could just go through the vortex or knock and go to Mount Shasta or something like that.
Not for Billy. The money would have been for what would be termed as an aerocraft, a vessel to take not just himself but others as well. So the money is not for Billy. It would be for what is termed the craft that would be transporting the others. As far as Billy returning, Billy could return on his own, and he could return through Mount Shasta, through the Grand Canyon, or through other portals located and placated upon the earth. However, this is for the benefit of those that wanted to go along.
I see.
Right.
Thank you, Zora. The second question is...
Makes sense to you?
Oh, sorry.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yes, it does. So the second question would be the Great Lakes, what is called the Great Lakes in North America? Where would they be in relation to the inner earth?
Where would they be in relation to Hollow Earth?
Yes.
That would be closer up toward what would be termed as your North Polar opening.
I mean, the Great Lakes that, consist of Lake Erie, Lake Superior, Lake Huron, Lake Ontario?
Indeed.
Okay. Now,
I'm not sure the premise of your question, Derek. Are you asking if the Great Lakes exist within Hollow Earth?
Yeah, just like if you were to drill a hole straight through, where would you end up on the inside of Hollow Earth?
You would end up on the intercontinent.
So it would be land?
Of course.
And is there any connection through the Great Lakes to the inner earth, like a vortex or a cave or anything like that that goes deep under the water?
There very well is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Derek, we got to go. We have some more calls, so thank you very much for your questions.
Thank you, Zora. Okay, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Charles from Texas, you're up.
Hi there. I was, I think it was on David Wilcox Friday night. I was reading about this potential for the power shutoff. And about 12:30 that night, which would have been Saturday morning, Saturday and Sunday morning, the 26th, our emergency broadcast system alarm went off for about a minute in my town. And I was wondering if that might have been an indication of the abortion of this attempt to shut down the power.
It was indeed.
The alarm. Okay. Had they planned to broadcast an announcement about it, and then it was cut short?
No, it would have been an event that would have been simultaneous. Power would have been shut down globally, not just America. The cabal was trying to shut down America. Had it succeeded in its transmission, it would have totally brought the entire globe to a halt.
I was just wondering if this alarm, which is supposedly the civil defense alarm system, was an indication that this was happening nationwide. Was the alarm sounded nationwide, or was it just in my particular small town?
It went off everywhere.
Okay. Thank you. That's all.
Indeed.
All right, Charles. Thanks for calling in. We have John from Omaha.
Hello, Zora. This is new to me. I come from the white hat hackers community, and I have been doing studies on HARP, and I'm wondering if HARP or Star Wars would prevent any ships from outer space from penetrating areas where these antennas are.
You must remember, when people rely on what is termed as machines, aeroships, aircraft, Earth-type aircraft, and that rely upon them, they can easily be manipulated, I assure you.
Okay, and my second question was, as far as the power grid, I'm not sure if anybody is aware, but the hackers group Anonymous was accused of wanting to take this down, and I think that'd be very stupid for them to lose their tools. Could this be part of the cabal?
The cabal is on their way outward. They are on their last leg. They have what is called a last-ditch effort in order to have it their way. But that is not going to happen.
I understand that. Thank you very much.
Indeed.
You have a good day.
Thank you, John. Well, we have 5 minutes left, folks, so if you have anyone would like to call in, the lines are open. Feel free to call in. We have 5 minutes left. Zora, you have any last comments, any last words?
Just that you need to remember who you are. Remember what you are capable of, and also remember that you are God incarnate. You are unlimited beings. You are immortal. You just do not know it.
Excellent. Jane Stevens, any comments about the headbands?
In regards to the headbands, we have started again, as you all know, that we are taking orders now for headbands, and you can go to hollowearthnetwork.com and go to the left-hand corner and look up headbands and go ahead and order. However, as far as ordering through PayPal, please wait until this coming Saturday when that particular section of the website will
back
be will be back up. And of course, Dale, for everyone to know, Dale has been very helpful. Is very is now a part of making a part of the people that are making the headbands besides Billy. So we thank Dale very much for his contribution in this. Thank
yes,
you, Dale.
Yes, you're quite welcome. Yes, yours truly is really enjoying himself
and
making
thing,
privileged to making these headbands for everybody. So yes, please, you know, and folks, the money does help support us. So what, I mean, with what you're getting is something that's handmade. It's not machine made. Everything is made by hand. And yes, these do take time. They do take time to make. It's quite a lengthy process. So with that, know that you're going to get something that, has been built with a lot of love and a lot of, intention and bring you what it is that Zora has brought to the table with these headbands and the knowledge that they, you know, with the powers that they do create.
Perhaps Zora might want to say a minute about the headbands also in regards to its powers.
They help with your immune system. They help to bring about what is termed as a union of your subconscious and conscious minds. They help with your immune system. They help with healing. They help with all sorts of intergalactic communications. It is not just a headband for making you feel good. It is also an intergalactic communication device.
We have one more caller, Zora, and with the time we have left, let's bring her right in. Ann, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, Dale. Hello, Sarah and Zora and Jane. I know we're short on time, but I just wanted to ask you if you wanted to make an announcement about Billy's website. HollowEarthNetwork.com?
Yes, HollowEarthNetwork.com. And this is Ann. She is the webmaster of the website, and she has put a lot of work into it. So, folks, please, if anything, drop her a line. Just, you know, please divulge into this website. She has really put her heart and soul into it and sweat. Hopefully not blood. We're not looking for blood.
Well, more than that, a lot of very wonderful information and recorded calls from day one when we first met Billy and Zora. Most people, when they find the website, they listen to every call to bring them up to date with where we are today, as well as all of the pages and information from intergalactic channels as well. So it's a when people discover it, they're amazed, and they just can't seem to stop listening to the calls and getting the information that's openly available for free. The calls are not charged for. They're all free archived calls. Wonderful.
Right. Thank with that, ladies and gentlemen, our show has come to an end, and I want to thank everybody, Billy, Zora, Jane, and DeHart, and as well as the others that are behind the scenes that have gone unspoken, but eventually here in the near future, we hope to get their named as well. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, good night.